Well, Ari Middleman is with us talking politics and the group that's called Keep Our Republic. And good afternoon to you, sir.
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for the opportunity.
Well, there's events that your group is doing, or are doing, I should say, across the country, including here in the Upper Peninsula. But first, tell me what your group is all about. What's the mission?
So we're a nonpartisan nonprofit. We have Democrats and Republicans and those not affiliated with either party involved with us since the spring of 2020. We've helped communities in Pennsylvania and Michigan and Wisconsin really better understand election administration, realizing that a lot of Americans have a lot of questions about who's allowed to vote, what happens after the polls close and where their ballots go, and the interplay between the county and, in your case, Lansing, meaning state government and county government. So they're just helping demystify some of those processes is what we've been up to.
Well, I'm not sure if you've ever been to the Upper Peninsula before, Ari, but you've picked two very interesting locations to have your events on Wednesday. Interesting in that one is Marquette, which is really the only blue area of the Upper Peninsula, and then a fairly deep red portion of the UP in Escanaba. Was that by design?
Well, I will admit this is my first trip to the UP. I'm very excited about it, and we're doing events across the state of Michigan as well as Wisconsin and Pennsylvania in purple areas and in red areas and occasionally blue areas as well. We're not just hanging out, for example, in big college towns or Detroit. We're going to communities large and small, regardless of which way they tend to vote.
Ari, what's the goal, and why those three states in particular?
Well, you know, coming up, we shouldn't forget, in less than 2 years, our country is going to be celebrating its 250th birthday. And I think it's been an incredible experiment in electoral democracy. And this is something that, you know, billions of people around this world have flirted with, and others have never had the chance to even understand what participatory government means, what it means to have free and open conversations like we're having right now on the airwaves. But this is fragile and this is unique, and we know that there's a lot of bad actors overseas who want Americans to hate other Americans, distrust the process, and just sow division. And, you know, we're seeing this. We've seen the Iranian government, the regime in Tehran, hack into President Trump's campaign, for example, not to relitigate what happened years ago, but Russian interest and Hillary Clinton's campaign. So there's a lot of bad actors out there. But at the end of the day, I mean, I think Americans, regardless of who they're going to vote for, I think should care pretty deeply about making it to our 250th birthday with a robust democracy intact.
So these events, the two that I already referred to here in our area, who should come to these and what will be discussed there and by whom?
So all are welcome. We're doing these events all over the state. We've had folks even too young to vote, you know, so people, teenagers there, come with their grandparents and parents. So all are certainly welcome. I think it's anyone that has, you know, is probably sick and tired at this point of all the television commercials and, dare I say, the radio commercials. But, you know, there's a lot of politicking going on. But if you want to actually take a bit of your evening, a bit of your lunch hour, understand, okay, how is my vote being tabulated, and understand all the processes and safeguards that go into the system, you're certainly welcome to come. You know, no question's a bad question. Bring any and all questions about how your county and how Lansing is preparing for this pretty historic stretch ahead.
And Ari, my last question for you is, what do you hope people will take away from these sessions? Or I don't want to sound session like we're in a boardroom somewhere. I mean, we're going to be in Ludington Park on the shore of Lake Michigan, for crying out loud. But what does your group hope people take at the end of the day?
Well, you hit the nail on the head. These are conversations. So by no means are people coming to class and being lectured at. Once again, I want to reiterate, any of your listeners that have questions about the voting process, about election integrity. Anyone is welcome to come for that that conversation. And the hope is that people understand that there are safeguards in the process. There are great people in your community who report to work in county government. They care deeply about this work, and they know how to administer elections. This is not just done willy-nilly by people who are just saying, I want to, there is a process and there are safeguards in place, and we just hope to help people better understand that process.
Okay, noon Wednesday, Marquette Township Hall, 5:30 in Ludington Park in Escanaba. Thank you, Ari, for doing this, and we'll see you on Wednesday.
I look forward to it. Thank you.